first of all, to say, to welcome it. You know, a new school's been built is something that we need to see happen, and as quickly as possible. But there's many places in the Northwest where there has been communities waiting for a long time for to get extensions to schools and to get new schools built. In the town of Carrick and Shannon, for instance, the primary school is looking to get a new school built and is trying to find a site and is trying to work with the department for a number of years to try and come up with somewhere. We have similar situations in different places around the country. And we find now that the government has announced that they're going to build 42 new schools. Most of them are in Dublin and in the commuter belt around Dublin. And while it's understandable that a lot of the pressure may be there, at the same time the fear is, and I think it's something that has been acknowledged by people from the department initially, that they have very little sign as to where this budget is going to come from. And if the budget is going to come from somewhere, it means that it's going to be pulled from the potential that it has for to deliver new school building projects in places like the Northwest. And we're fearful of that, because at the end of the day, I think there's almost 600 school rebuilding applications around the country pending at the moment, where the applications are in for building new classrooms and extensions to schools. And if there's going to be no funds for those, and that there's going to be prioritised for to build these 42 new schools, it's going to leave an awful lot of communities out there and parents very stressed and worried as to what the future holds.
And as you're saying there, it is reported in the Irish Times that the investment into these 42 new built schools won't leave enough money for the refurbishment of some 575 schools which had submitted plans to the Education Department around the country. Many of those are in the Northwest. As you say, they've been waiting a long time for refurbishment work, and they may have to wait even longer now.
Well, we're at the early stages, I suppose. What we have is a leaked announcement. We don't even have the full announcement yet. And with people expressing concerns so quickly, hopefully, it will put an alarm bell ringing somewhere in the department or in the minister's office to ensure that they do ring fence the funding for to provide for the schools that have their applications in, and that we do get those to go ahead, and that this isn't going to impact on them. We don't know that yet.